Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head wrestling coach Mark Sanger. And Coach, going to catch up with you with things that happened after the Christmas holiday. First of all, how was the practices and the holiday break for your team?
Good. You know, I think it was a separate catch up, and you know, it wasn't a long break, but got some good practices in. Got you know, it's a good time to kind of beat on the guys a little bit, to work them a little bit, because you know they don't have any school, they don't have a whole lot else going on. So get some good work in, some in conditioning part, but also get a lot of wrestling in, and I think it went pretty well.
And obviously, coming out of the Christmas break, I know you guys get a little bit of a pound allowance. That's got to be a little bit helpful as well for the growth of the kids. Obviously, a big thing within the sport.
Oh yeah, you know, a couple guys really count on it. But you know, it's, we don't have a lot of guys dropping a lot of weight, but a couple of them I know really appreciate it. But yeah, that was a big, whether physical or mental, help for them. So it was good coming out of break.
And we go to January 4th now. You guys have a couple of duels that night. You take on North Union, win 56-18. You defeat Garner Hayfield Ventura 51-26, and also over Eagle Grove 65-12. Successful night for your club right away, Coach.
Quad coming out of break. But our guys wrestled hard. We look good, like we've taken a step forward from where we were before break. So some of that stuff over break had paid off. So proud of our guys and how they came out, and just need to keep going forward.
And then you guys get the St. Edmund duels after that, something you guys have been going to for a little while now, and it's kind of fun to kind of throw in there.
Yeah, it was. Well, that's one that's been good to us here. I know there was a team dropped out and a few of them that are down from years past, but was a good tournament for us. Our guys won it with won four duels and came away with the win, and you know, that's always excuse me, that's always big for the psyche of your guys. So that was a good win for us, but we knew that had to take some more steps forward from because the upcoming competition was going to be a little different than what it was at that tournament.
And Coach, with that also, you know, obviously you guys have goals of not only reaching traditional state tournaments, but also wanting to excel in regional duels and get yourselves to state duels as you have in the past. So obviously having those dual tournaments along with the traditional tournaments really just kind of adds in that balance, I'm sure, as well.
You know, that's a goal of ours as a team, is trying to make it state duels, and you know, those dual tournaments, moving guys around, trying to find the best matchups, and just helping your team understand that sometimes, you know, this might sound weird, but sometimes even if you don't win a match, there's certain ways to lose a match that can really help your team out in the dual scheme of things. So I think we're learning that, and those dual tournaments help. But, you know, just get some young guys in your team, they got to figure some of that stuff out. And I think we're on our way to doing that.
And, Coach, a really big matchup for you guys this week, as everything else kind of got postponed this week, but wrestling was able to continue, as Thursday was one of our clear days, and you guys took on Central Springs, Nashua, Plainfield, North Butler. Of course, you got Central Springs, who always has a bunch of really good kids and coach well there, and then you got Nashua, Plainfield, who's been ranked for a few years now. They're in Class 1A, and then North Butler, who's got a couple of kids that want to compete at the highest level this year and for a state title. So a lot of really good kids that night, Coach.
You know, it was great to see. Kind of we knew Thursday and Saturday were kind of the measuring stick out of break of where we really were. And you know, I'd be lying to you to say that if I wasn't a little bit disappointed in our effort and what we had last night. You know, we ended up getting beat. I think it was 54-15 by Nashua. We won the first two duels with Central Spring and North Butler. We're two good teams. We knew Nashua was probably the best team at that quad, and we thought we were. You know, we thought on paper we were pretty tight with them, and that was not the case as far as that shook out. I still think we're better than what we let on last night, but, you know, as it goes in sports, we got our butt kicked. We got out-hustled, we got out-wrestled, we got out-technique, we got out-coached, we got out-everything. And, you know, that's just something we got to go back to the drawing board moving forward. Us coaches didn't have our guys prepared to go. We were hesitant, we were cautious, we were slow. So it was just one of those things that was, we said it was going to be the measuring stick, and it surely was, and we weren't measured up, I'll put it that way. So we got to get better, and we got to get back to the basics and doing things the right way, working harder, and because we got to be better than we were last night. Because if we're not, none of those end of the year goals are going to come to fruition. So we got some work to do.
One thing that's kind of been absent a couple of years for some of the conference teams, and sometimes you don't get those full lineup-on-lineup duels. Last night you talked about the Nashville Plainfield one. That was one thing you see up and down, a lot of full duels between all the teams, and even with the Nashville duel, you get 13 matches. You guys didn't wrestle at 120, but other than that, you have full matches. So that's got to be really nice to kind of have those full duels for teams as well.
Yeah, you know, it feels good to fill a lineup, and you know, and we had a person that could have wrestled 120. We just didn't. It wasn't in our best interest at that time to do so. But yeah, otherwise it'd have been two full teams, and anymore in class 1A, you don't get that a whole lot. You know, it's interesting. You look at other sports. You know, football is probably the main sport that has 11 people that play at once, and you get a wrestling team, and there's 14. So it's interesting. The 14 classes is a lot to fill for class 1A, for most class 1A teams. But we're fortunate enough to be able to do it right now, and puts you at a competitive level at least. And it is fun to have those dual tournaments, kind of like the old days where you had a duel to last an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's exciting. So I wish it had been a little more exciting for us last night. I'll put it that way. But it wasn't, and we got to get back so we can make it where it's more exciting for our fans and for us, so we can wrestle better.
And, Coach, obviously you guys were scheduled to be wrestling with Hudson and other things going on today, which I'm sure is not happening?
No. Right now, we're not going to Hudson, but there might be, if the weather shapes up at all, we might have something possibility going tomorrow or Saturday in the afternoon if the weather gets better. So we don't want to miss those matches. That was going to be a good tournament. We're just trying to find some opportunities for our guys to get matches in. You know, we got a lot of guys chasing 100 wins. We got a lot of guys chasing, you know, Kellen Smith chasing our all-time wins record in our school. So we want to give them every opportunity we can. So we're looking to see what we can get. And if we're able to, awesome. If we're not, we'll just have to get ready for conference next week.
Yeah, conference meet coming up on Saturday. Something else that came out last week, a couple of your guys have been nominated for one of the top awards as the Wrestler of the Year. It's got to make you feel good, Coach, to have some of those guys in your room. And I know, as leaders and stuff, as part of your room as well.
Yeah, you know, it's those guys, Teague and Kellen, the wrestling's their thing, and they love it, and they live and breathe it, and it's evident in how they do it, you know. And even leadership wise, they hold people accountable and they expect a high level, and you know, it's not always the friendliest way of doing things, which is how leadership works. And you know, they've earned those spots, and I think it is pretty neat to see guys that are at the highest level of the sport, and I'm sorry, in high school anyway, and working towards that stuff. And you know, who knows? Hopefully our fans get out there and vote, and we'll see what happens.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time and talking with us today. We really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in the future, and best of luck to your team moving forward.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
That's West Hancock Head Wrestling Coach Mark Sanger.